powers of darkness had had their way. The light was snuffed out. Judas had gone out and hung himself. The other brothers were like sheep without a shepherd. And I was a complete and utter failure. Just when the rabbi needed me most, I wouldn't even admit to knowing him. Hardly the rock that he wanted me to be. We waited together, fearing for our lives, not knowing what would happen next in this world gone mad. We had waited so long for this Messiah, and now. On Sunday morning, Mary came to us. She was out of breath and sobbing. She said that she'd been to the tomb where they'd put the rabbi, but that he wasn't there, that someone must have rolled the stone away and moved his body. Well, John and I started out running. We got to the tomb, and I went in and saw the burial clothes, but no rabbi. John came in behind me and said, "It's just as he said, he's risen." But neither of us understood that day just what had happened and why. That night we were all gathered together with the doors locked. We were talking in hushed voices about what we'd seen, what we thought would happen next, and all of a sudden, he was there in the midst of us. He said, "Peace be with you." And he showed us the nail marks in his hands and side. We were overcome, ecstatic. Then he came up close to us and said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And he breathed on us and said, "Receive now the Holy Spirit." I know what you're thinking. And had I not been there myself? But let me tell you what the rabbi did next. We men waited some number of days. We weren't sure what the rabbi wanted us to do next. We had heard all sorts of stories about miraculous happenings. But I'm not very good at waiting. I need something to do. And so, when in doubt, we go fishing.